underscore Nick.
I grew up like most kids, worried I couldn't bench two plates, that I wouldn't fit in, that I wouldn't find love. Then I discovered partying, and suddenly all those worries went to the wayside. I didn't need love. I had keg stands.
At ESPN, Hooksy.
It's amazing. Wherever I set course records or whatever, I would be barefooted, drunk, playing golf, making every 20-footer I looked at. But if you get me sober, I wouldn't make a ball.
Now, back to the show.
Welcome back into Greg at Then Hooks. Hey, Will Wilson, I got a question for you.
Yeah, what's up?
Before we get into the Tiger King, which is what we're going to talk about in this segment.
Great.
Hey, at what age am I old enough to be that dad that makes his family do a TikTok video like Hooksy did?
I think Hook, yeah, 40.
40, so I still got 2 years.
I'm a man. 40.
Did you... There's a tweet I just saw that says prayers for all the small children right now trying to talk their fathers out of doing the quote, hey, let's do one of those whatchamacallem TikTok videos, end quote. Oh, Hooksy. By the way, you cut that thing off before we got to see the dance moves.
I know.
Well, here's the deal. There's five of us, and it's only, I think it's meant for like four people, so we're trying to get through it. I don't know.
LeBron and his family got through it.
Sophia is a TikTok master.
You got to put out some more, man. We want to see.
I know. We're working on one right now. We were working on it yesterday outside.
Okay. Were you ghost riding your whip? Is that why you have the top off on your Jeep?
Isn't that sweet?
Yeah. Is that what you were doing? Welcome back into the show. The Tiger King has been something we've been watching together with you guys, trying to have some fun. Also, if you want to start tweeting at us what the next thing we should watch is, please do. But the Tiger King, everybody's been watching around the nation. We're slow rolling this thing. We're on episode 5, just 2 more episodes left. Big episode. Will Wilson, you're our Tiger King expert.
Yes, well.
Let me know, buddy, what's going on with this episode, episode 5.
Okay, episode 5. This is the one where he pretty much tries to become president. Is that...
Yes. There were two major things that happened. He tries to become president, and one of his husbands shoots himself in the head.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, it was kind of sad. That part was very graphic, because it literally showed the dude in the office watching it happen. And
that was episode 5, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I think, yeah. And that guy was his campaign manager that he just found. And
so if you've seen this video, the way it looks, and let's start this way, because this, like, after this happens, Joe Exotic gets really dark. So he's got this husband who was 19 when he met him. He's the guy you met in like the second episode that he marries, the guy from California. Mm-hmm. And Travis kind of goes crazy. He does a lot of meth and other drugs, cocaine. He's like this 6'6", like muscle-bound dude. And he rides around on four-wheelers and he points guns at people. That's what he does.
Yep.
And not surprisingly, he's sitting in an office pointing a gun at... I need that video. Pointing a gun at the campaign manager.
Yeah.
And the campaign manager's like, stop it. And he said, you idiot, the clip's out. You can't fire this without the clip in, which is not true, especially with the chambered bullet. And he shoots himself in the head.
Gone.
And on video, you just see the campaign manager sitting there with his eyes wide open like, oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
That and it's like a solid 30 seconds. Oh, man.
Wow, yeah. It's just nuts. That's crazy. But again, this episode, it's super sad. But again, I think you get the folks on this one where it's like, make America exotic again. Joe Exotic. Isn't it like his man? He goes to be the president, and then that doesn't go on. And then it's like, well, I can't be president. I guess I'll be governor. Right. He gets into the governorship of the great state there.
Which he kind of got some traction.
It did. Like, didn't he? I mean, he was getting votes, like, write-in votes, or he finished third or fourth in this thing.
He finished third. He got votes. He got votes.
Yeah, he did. He got 19% of the vote in Oklahoma.
What's crazier, the fact that he was going to try to be governor or the fact that 19% of the people voted for him?
Yeah, dude.
Well,
totally.
Going back to so his husband dying and at the funeral, that the whole funeral was very, very weird.
He sang his song. He sang one of his songs that had nothing to do with his. Didn't he sing the I Saw a Tiger song?
He sang that one, and I think he even talked about his genital area.
He kept talking about his balls and how great they were, and how everybody there had seen his glorious balls.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what are you doing?
Okay, this is all crazy, and it's all sad about the way that, you know, this death in here, but I thought the craziest part is that they built this memorial for the husband, right? And he says he goes out there every morning and has a cup of coffee and takes pictures of the sky, of the sky and the shapes.
He said that the clouds said hi to him one time. I mean, he's, you know. Good news is he gets remarried within 3 months and he's okay.
Yeah. Like after he jumped ship, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so, because don't we get what's his crazy face introduced into this too, right? Because the dynamic of,
Jeff Affliction is what I call him. Jeff. So you have Joe Exotic and Jeff Affliction.
Yeah, so the dynamic of the zoo changed tremendously because the money is gone and things like that, and then insert Mr. Affliction.
Did all your buddies, they're the right age, did like Scooter and all of them used to roll around in Affliction gear with like bedazzled jeans?
I'm not sure.
Because they're in the right age bracket. Because they'd have been in their, like, early 50s, mid-40s, right when that Affliction gear was, like, the big thing.
I have a good idea, which I won't. I have a good idea.
Was Kubi bedazzled out?
I have a good idea about what Kubi and Scooter were doing at that time, and I will refrain from saying what they were doing most days and most nights.
Okay, all right. Well,
no, yeah, so
sounds good.
They were running out of money, so they got Jeff Lowen to try and...
Yeah, Jeff Affliction.
To try and save the place, and what they did was they put the zoo in Jeff's name so Carol would have to refile all the paperwork.
Jeff and his millions and millions of rented dollars.
Yes, not real money. How about the fact that he set up one of the things that his Jeff Cat does is he takes some of these tigers, the small ones, and he makes a bus service in Vegas where you can get on this bus full of tigers and roll around Vegas. That is the most Vegas thing I've ever heard of.
So...
By the way, were you surprised that he drove a giant Hummer?
Not at
all. Like he had a yellow Hummer?
No, absolutely not. It was like it's the perfect of what was going on.
Yeah. Also,
like the clothes, the big rented house, the big Hummer, the Ferrari, all this stuff.
He's such a slime ball.
Now, Caribbean, I don't know if it's episode 5 or 6, do we also get introduced to...
the fat guy?
Yeah, Chucky.
Yeah, not yet.
Not yet, okay. I couldn't remember if that was at the tail end of this or tomorrow.
I think it's tomorrow's episode. What was your three biggest takeaways, Will?
Well, to update you on Jeff Lowe real quick, apparently the internet's talking about him and his wife. They hired a new nanny, and she's a 10.
Oh, so. I saw it.
Well, remember, he's the weird guy because they do other stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, remember they talk about it at the end of the series. He's talking about this hot nanny that he wanted to hire.
Yeah, they can have a nanny, but he gets to pick.
I think the governor thing was like, it was obviously a big publicity thing, but they did better than what a lot of people thought they'd do. Three main takeaways, I don't know. Jeff Lowe's crazy. Joe Exotic knew he was in trouble, so he just got out of there. And I don't know. What do you guys think?
Here's the thing for me on this thing. Is that it tells you that crazy people find other crazy people, and crazy people hang out with crazy people.
The part that we're about to find out on this show is that everybody involved from here on out is willing to commit all sorts of crimes, but it's like crap that they've seen on TV. Like setting fire to your own studio, like what allegedly Joe might have done. From here on out, everything you start seeing, the different things they're willing to do, hiring hitmen, all this stuff, it's like they watched too many TV shows and they were like, oh, I saw this on an episode of CSI Miami. It'll totally work if we just fix this one little thing. Right. And they think it's going to be okay. Like they're definitely a bunch of TV characters.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you agree?
I totally agree.
I can't remember. I'm trying to get my 5 and 6 kind of run together for me a little bit.
Oh, yeah? How many beverages were you deep at that point?
I don't know. I can't remember what time in the night I watched this. But have we introduced the new building yet? Has the new building opened up with the food court?
I was just going to talk about that.
Oh, God. Yeah, bring that up. Okay,
so the fact that they built this new building.
Are you mad that you never thought of this?
No, this is crazy. So the fact that they build the new building, the one that burnt down,
he
got an investor to come in and spend whatever amount of dollars
to get this thing open up. He got a huge
discount on it, too. It's a pizza joint, right?
Yeah.
It's a pizza joint that they make these pizzas from the Walmart truck.
Yeah, if you remember, they used to have this Walmart truck back in with spoiled food that they would give to the Tigers. So Exotic Joe decided, grab the meat off there. We'll use it on our pizzas. And they were feeding them to people.
And they showed one guy eating it, and he's like, yeah, they got the best pizza here.
Best pizza. Hey, man, it tasted different, I guarantee.
This has got a tangy taste to it.
Wow, this here pizza is pretty good.
Yeah, he's got a pizza joint with expired Walmart meat.
Wow, what's this fuzzy stuff on my pizza? This is pretty good. Not bad. This is not, you know, tiny mushrooms is what that is. I don't know. A little penicillin never hurt anybody. Let's do this thing.
Ooh. Okay, now we got to get to the fact that Doc Antle knows Britney Spears.
Yeah, you bring it up. Talk about it.
Okay.
Talk about it.
So when Britney Spears had that performance at the VMAs, what year was that? 2001?
Yeah.
And
this is the one, for everybody listening, you'll remember this. This is the one with the yellow boa constrictor where she is a dime. Like, she is so hot. Yeah,
11.
She's an 11 at that
back
time.
Then, man.
Yeah, super hot.
So during that performance,
probably like 21.
You're right. She had a snake around her neck, and in the background, there was a tiger, and there was a man holding the tiger, and that man was Doc Antle.
Yes.
With long black hair.
Yes. You know how hard he probably shot his shot and tried to get her to join his little group?
Hey, how do we not know if Britney Spears worked for him?
I mean, she did go crazy a little later down the road, start shaving her head and being nuts. Maybe that was how she got out. I don't know. And then there's photos of Carol. I don't care what you say. That's Carol sitting next to Britney Spears at the Grammys.
If it is, that's amazing.
They all like big cats.
Yeah.
Apparently, man. I didn't know that was such a big thing in this country.
Oh, dude. People are apparently obsessed with that stuff. I don't know. It was, yeah, dude. How about Doc Antle being up on stage with peak hot Britney Spears? Like, that's like I'm a Slave for You video, Britney Spears. That's one of the greatest videos of all time.
Oh, man.
Britney Spears and I'm a Slave for You?
Yes, this is so crazy.
Peak Britney Spears.
But this is so crazy.
Yeah.
I love it. I love
what'd
it.
You say?
I love it. I think it's awesome. We didn't think any of this was a thing until 2 weeks ago, and now we're getting all this.
Have you thought about growing out a soul patch?
Oh.
Because it's worked for Doc Antle.
Oh, God.
If you could.
No. Oopsie, I think you probably could.
Well, he's got hair on his face.
I could cut it right now.
The problem is he'd shave that in, and by, let's see, you shave it in at 8 a.m. By 11:15,
you've got
a beard again.
It's gone.
Yeah, you got a beard already.
Look, so you seem like the type of guy who would own tigers. I'm just saying.
No.
Me outside doing stuff? No way. Could you imagine? I was thinking about this the other day. Could you imagine what would happen to Bill Hooks if he ever moved to Vegas?
Let's not.
I give him 4 years. That's all you'd last.
I thought you were going to say 48 hours.
I give him 4 years until he opens up his shuttle company hauling baby tigers with people.
That was awesome.
Hey, by the way, I got a text message. Tell me what you guys think of this. One of Bill's best friends said he's got video of Bill Hooks line dancing at the Eagles Club in Ottawa, Kansas. Should we try to get that video and tweet that baby out?
Yes.
Hooks
yes.
is feverishly tweeting him right or texting him right
no.
now.
No.
Not to release that.
I got dirt, too. Jeez.
I need to get the video from your wife of you on your 40th birthday.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, well, you've talked about that so many times.
Whip and nay-nay.
I need to see that.
All right, so that's what's going on with Tiger King as we're moving into the last two episodes. Have you guys, either one of you, watched Grizzly Man yet?
Not yet.
No, I haven't, but I did watch both of you. I did watch Team Foxcatcher.
What'd you think?
Oh, it was amazing.
Was that crazy?
It's super sad.
It is, but isn't it nuts as well?
Yeah, that guy, I love how the old man just thought he was a great wrestler.
Yeah, for no reason.
Yeah.
No, Foxcatcher is one of the craziest. There's a documentary, it's on Netflix, over Foxcatcher, which is all those Olympic athletes that were all the greats. Like, you think of Dan Henderson, who was an MMA fighter, Kurt Angle's in there, some of the greatest wrestlers of all time, and it is
good stuff.
He was driving his car into the lake.
Yeah, he just kept purposely driving. And how crazy is that?
Like, the dude was nuts. I want to see. Apparently, there was a Hollywood movie made.
There is. I watched it. It's not good.
Not
the real story either. They combined a bunch of things to try to make it an hour, 2 hour movie.
Okay.
So I didn't like it. It's got a Channing Tatum and Mark Ruffalo, the Hulk.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
He plays the main character who gets shot.
Gotcha.
But it's it's not as good.
Yeah, I haven't gotten to that yet. I did start based on when we talked to Carricker on Monday.
Yeah,
All American. I started watching that. I'm about three episodes in, and it's pretty intriguing.
You
got
to talk to character about that when we see him.
It's pretty intriguing.
I started watching it. I thought it was a little cheesy, but I'll keep going.
It is.
You keep, tell character yeah. that when he comes on.
No,
the show.
I will keep my mouth shut during that.
Yeah, well, I'd say keep going because it's a little interesting.
All right, I will.
Why did?
I'll tell you at the break.
Okay. All right. Rob's sending us some crazy text messages. The suit might be listening. Is he telling us to go get
no,
tested?
No, there was an email that came out. You and I can.
We can go for free? What?
What are you talking
about? I need to know all about this. When did that happen?
I don't know. We didn't talk about it today.
We're getting in trouble for talking about the...
No, apparently we missed something, but I didn't... It wasn't this morning.
No, we missed talking about the...
Eligibility.
The eligibility.
Yeah, we said that. We messed that up.
Bad.
For sure.
Yeah, but, we screwed that up.
But this part, we did not even talk about today.
Apparently we're in trouble for something that we didn't talk... Maybe nope. it's a update.
Maybe. I bet so, because we did not mention that at all, by the way.
I blame Willie J. All right, let's take a really quick break. We'll come back and dive into some sports back.